Each week that I have led the worship service here at UU of SCV, at the time dedicated to joys and sorrows, I have closed that time with these words. Grief touches grief. Joy meets joy. May we know each of these unions to be a gift of this community. How could it be a gift when grief meets grief? It is true what John shared in his poem just moments ago. Each loss attached to grief and then connected to other losses. When we lose someone, we often are reminded of other losses, other times when our heart has felt the same kind of ache, a death of a friend, the death of a beloved pet, the ending of a long friendship, the parting of school friends, a rift that might grow between us and those we love, the loss of a job or losses that remind us of our own body's frailty. Sometimes these links are sneaky, or at one level feel distinct from one another. But when we bring them to this altar, to this precious and beautiful place, our grief touches the grief of others. The joy and the memories we release touch the celebrations of other people here, whether as a chain of paper clips tangling and inseparable, or stones lowered into a pool of cool water. We bring our grief to meet others' grief, as well as others' joy, to remind ourselves of why we love this place, but also to remind us of our vulnerability, the vulnerability that can be our power in community. A year into grieving my father's death, a minister sister friend gave me a book called Bearing the Unbearable by Dr. Joanne Cacciatore, who writes, "Contemplating the death of those we love and feeling tremendous grief in the aftermath of doing so brings us face to face with what matters. What it means to be human is to be vulnerable, to suffer, and to risk love." Describe Unitarian Universalism however you like, but I believe where we all meet, as you use, is in the risk of love. The risk of love, our planet at Friday's climate strike march. The risk of love of the stranger who passes our thresholds. The risk of love of queer and transgender people. The risk of love of those who will one day leave us, of kindred spirits who will, as each of us will, die. There are many systems in our culture that deny the existence of such risks, avoiding the grief, banishing it, and those who mourn. We are not those people. Unitarian Universalism is a faith of repeatedly risking to love. Grief touches grief. Joy meets joy. May we know each of these unions to be a gift of this community. Dr. Joanne Cacciatore started studying martial arts by learning karate. In karate, the basic movements called kata. Have any of you studied these or karate at any point? Yeah. We even have a martial arts studio nearby of a different style, I believe, but nonetheless, we share a wall in our social hall with a martial arts studio, so maybe I still have a chance. In kata movements, the movements flow from one to the next, with one crucial but often overlooked aspect, the pause. The pause in the kata is about holding, being still, waiting, listening deeply. It is about creating a space. and allowing the last moment, the last movement of a dignified ending before beginning the next movement. This pause, the low part of the wave, can be a space between breaths. If it is comfortable, would you try this with me? We'll take a comfortable breath in and pause for the count of one or three or five, whatever is comfortable, without gasping, and then let the breath out. Here at the top of the breath, a pause, a brief moment of what is and what isn't. We hold in mystery. We allow our past and our present to meld without words, simply suspending at what might be awkward, what might feel conflicted, but what it gives the movement of our lungs or our community a dignified ending before we change. The Hebrew word selah. It appears over 60 times in the poetry of the Psalms. There are many interpretations of its meaning, but one that Joanne Cacciatore brings up is that it means to pause, reflect, and feel meaning. What would it be for us as a community to do this pause together, just as our breath allowed, and to reflect and feel meaning in this moment, the time following the death of our beloved friend, Rich Jofke, connected to other losses in our lives. Worship is a time to reflect, a reconvening of the human community. In some Christian worship that includes communion, there's a focus on worship also as remembering, retelling a familiar story and taking the time, the pause, to reflect and see meaning in an ancient story through our own actions. For us, it may look a little different as Unitarian Universalists, but the focus remains that our coming together each Sunday in words, in story, and in song is an act of remembering, reconnecting to our largest story, turning to what and who we love. The poet Rumi, who I learned was one of Rich's favorites, wrote that turning toward what you deeply love saves you. Whether from grief or pain, from loss or disillusionment, turning toward what we love here in worship allows love to inhabit our days. Poetry is like grief, unbridled. And so the poet Anna Markova says what my heart needs to know this morning. I choose to inhabit my days, to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. I choose to risk my significance, to live so that which came to me as seed goes on to the next as blossom. And that which came to me as blossom goes on to the next as fruit. Here in worship, one of our fruits is the fruit of compassion. As love inhabits our days, we find compassion in our shared existence. Not pity or concern over misfortune, but the sustained feeling of motivation to aid one another in the relief of suffering. I've seen it among this community in just a short few days, to be open to life. It is precisely our own grief, our own pain, that enables us to connect to the suffering of others. Beyond merely being with grief, we must do with grief. Life reveals new meaning, even if the sacrifice demanded far too great. In our yielding, our pause to hold in mystery and in loss, we allow our hearts to remain open and gracious, preserving these bonds, the invisible string between us, deepening our awareness of how we might carry this string and spirit into the world. Grief touches grief. Joy meets joy. May we know each of these unions to be a gift to this community. May it be so, and amen.